Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, from the Irish taking over Disneyland to Sex and the City hitting Galway, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is here with a roundup of some of the stories you might have missed this week. Good afternoon to you, Shane.
Afternoon, how are you?
Shane, you're looking sun-kissed and all glowy after a lovely holiday. And yes. I heard yesterday you're just home from Barbados.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, back a few days now. You're welcome for the sunshine, by the way, because that's all because of me. Brought it back.
Brought it home.
Yeah, brought it home with me. Yeah, back from Barbados, and actually, highly recommend it. It's a gorgeous island, but I got the direct flight from Dublin, which makes life a lot easier in terms of jet lag. So Aer Lingus to a flight there, little 7-hour flight over, and you're in paradise.
You're in paradise. I didn't realise there was a direct flight.
They say it's 9 hours, but it's actually only about seven.
Seven.
I think it wraps up soon, though, for the summer. But yeah, loved it and brought the sunshine back with
me. Well, you're glowing as a result of it. But we better get down to business here. The first clip is from Dublin. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. Because I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. So give me one more chance. Save me from this.
Yeah, we're starting in Dublin with kind of a religious theme. That's why we were playing that particular song. This is a great story from the Dublin Inquirer. We all know, obviously, it's so hard to get a house. Actually, do you know, I was talking to a group of girls in their late 30s the other day, nearly in tears hearing their stories. They were bidding for houses in Kildare and Wicklow, and literally they're going up hundreds of thousands of euro in bidding. Like, it's crazy. From the asking price to what they're selling for, it's just heartbreaking. So,
and we've been looking at the Daft report as well this week. Absolutely. and the rental prices. I think people are shocked by those rental, like outside Dublin.
Oh yeah, the average in the whole country now, over $2,000 for a two-bed apartment. It's mad money. So it's so hard now with housing. Now people are turning to God to get some divine intervention for their housing woes, because there's a shrine to the housing gods in Phibsborough. This was set up by a glass artist called Alison Byrne, and she set up the shrine outside Phibsborough Library. They have a great festival there called FizzFest in Phibsborough.
Okay.
So she set up the shrine to the gods, the housing gods. But some of the messages from people who've contributed to the shrine are heartbreaking. So one of them, there's a handwritten note with two keys on the end of the note saying, "Help us find a home. We just need a safe space." Load of messages on the shrine. Other things people have included include a wine bottle and a glass, a chicken baster, a clock, a teddy bear, a screwdriver, a houseplant, and because it's Dublin, we have a Lady on the Rock statue as well, because we're never too far from those.
So something that started out maybe a bit fun and frivolous has become more serious, and like you say, some very sad stories in there
really
as well.
Sad stories. If you're wondering about the chicken baster, this comes from the artist herself, Alison Byrne, because when she was going to view houses, she'd bring a chicken baster with her. Because someone told her that you should bring something belonging to you to a house viewing to bring you a bit of luck and to make it seem like your own home. And apparently lots of people do this. So one person buries a coin in the garden of everywhere they go. Because then it's like you're investing money in your future house. Another person splashes holy water on the corners of the house as well when they go to view it. And someone else apparently takes a pee when the coast is clear in the house. Because then you're investing in your future, spending a penny, as it were.
Spending a penny, literally.
Also at the shrine, we have a teddy bear for being able to have a family and raise children in a house as well. Like, there's loads of
sad stories.
Yeah, someone else has left a book of paint colour samples at the shrine because they want to be able to decorate their own house. There's a wine glass and a bottle for the dinner parties that people want to have but can't. And I love the detail of this. The wine bottle comes from the houses of the Oireachtas wine. So it's a little bit of a political statement as well.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Phibsborough Library, if you want to have a look at that.
That's fascinating, isn't it? And very creative, the things that have been left. Now, moving on to the popularity of saunas. Well, it continues around the country.
Now, I was wondering about this. You give me sauna energy.
Is that a good thing? I can't figure out, is that a compliment or an insult, Shane?
I just think you enjoy a fad.
Yeah.
That's like an you're insult. Into paddle, aren't you?
I do like paddle, and I do live in Greystones,
yeah,
so
there
I'm
we go.
Surrounded by sauna.
Yeah.
The lifestyle.
Are you
of,
a fan of sauna?
I could say I'm a fan. I'm not there every week
okay.
or every morning.
Right.
But yes, I do dip in and out.
And
the
yeah,
pun.
Of course, the other thing is you're supposed to do your cold sea swim.
Yes.
And then the sauna. This is a whole thing.
There is a whole etiquette around
oh, yeah, yeah,
it, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah,
yes.
absolutely. Well, if you love a sauna in Kerry, we've good news for you. And the big thing at the moment is that you have the saunas beside the beaches. It sounds like there's going to be a whole lot more on the beautiful beaches of Kerry because councillors there have unanimously voted to pass laws supporting sauna businesses on the county's blue flag beaches. So now finally, because it's kind of been a bit vague, you don't know the rules around setting up saunas on beaches. Can you put them on the sand, for example, or could that potentially... Could the sand sink and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
So now we've proper rules in Kerry for the saunas and the new bylaws are being welcomed. But actually the councillors are saying we want to have these on all beaches, not just the blue flag beaches, because Kerry County Council has proposed introducing bylaws to regulate and control sauna services. And as I say, councillors now looking to extend the laws to all of the county's beaches. Other councillors were also saying that the saunas are great for like GAA clubs, athletes use them for their recovery as well. And the council says the saunas are proposed to be located within the car parks of the beaches. So they won't be on the sand or the sand dunes. They'll be in hard standing areas. And the idea is that they won't have much of a visual impact, but they will be close to the sea, go in, get warm, and then run into the sea.
And, you know, I think we're realising all the time, on a serious note, Shane, that, you know, the research will show the health benefits are gigantic.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, like this used to be just for athletes or for,
yeah.
you know, elite wellness
yeah.
circles.
Or people used to go to a leisure centre and use a sauna, but they didn't really know why.
Exactly.
Like a jacuzzi
I'll
or a steam room.
Pop in here for the crack.
Yeah,
yeah,
but actually now people are getting the research. So, yeah, expect a lot more saunas in Kerry.
And I love to see the entrepreneurial side of it as well. Do you know,
yeah.
it's the same guys who set up coffee trucks around the
yeah.
country. You know, you love to see that entrepreneurial
yeah.
spirit.
Yeah, and it's working out well for them, it seems.
Brilliant. Now, an unusual sighting in Cork. I'm cringing already.
How
wincing.
Are you? Yeah, how are you with snakes?
I've held a couple and dealt with a couple in my time as well.
This is the joy of breakfast television, I imagine.
It is exactly. It is exactly. Pushed out of your comfort zone yeah. many times. But
now, snakes,
I was telling
if you touch
the girls,
them, they're not slithery.
Oh, I was telling the girls, I ended up, I'll tell you this quickly, in a garden centre recently. My youngest guy was playing a match and there was a garden centre beside it. I really wanted to have a look. I'm thinking twinkly lights and egg chairs for
yeah,
the garden
yeah, yeah.
and lovely things. And we end up in the snake area of the pet shop in the garden centre where the food for the snakes, and my little guy was obsessed, like
okay.
really wanted it all. Obviously, we got none of it. But the frozen rats are their food, which you buy. And now that image is living in my head ever since.
That's scarier to me than the snake is the rat. Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Anyway, sorry, I'm hijacking
sorry,
your story.
Yeah, we're going to Cork to talk about snakes. Here's an area. Let's not go to Whitegate because we've snakes there. So Cork BO tells us, here's a sight that would give you a jump. A big snake slithering along the road in front of your local pub. That was the picture that left locals in Whitegate wondering what the hell was going on Monday, because a big orange reptile was spotted on the loose in Whitegate, and now they're hoping to reunite the snake with its owner. The snake was discovered outside the Schooner Bar, I'm not sure how you pronounced it, and locals have now stepped in to ensure the animal was unharmed. The type of snake, they reckon it is a corn snake. Now, in good news, they're non-venomous.
Okay.
But mainly found in the US, never really in Ireland. They are often kept as pets. Corn snakes are generally calm, slender-bodied snakes and are considered harmless to humans.
Oh, I'm still wincing.
So don't worry, apparently.
So we reckon it's someone's pet that
someone's
has escaped.
Someone's pet that got out. Now, one woman, Melanie Schwepp, offered to care for the snake. She has a tank, a heat lamp and a pad available. How lucky is this snake that it escaped and now there's a woman who has a tank ready to go to mind it. The snake, we're told, is in good spirits. Moving around in the night. Hopefully all is okay. It's not yet known how the snake ended up in Whitegate or whether it escaped from a nearby home. Quite a discovery though on a Monday morning.
Not,
you're walking
not
up the town.
Something you expect to stumble across, is it, Shane?
No, thanks.
Now, this tune, lots will recognise.
So that is obviously the theme tune to Sex and the City. I was asking you there, are you a fan of Sex and the City?
Of course I am.
What about
are you?
Yeah, I actually rewatched it recently.
Did you?
Still fantastic.
The movies or the series?
No, I don't bother with the movies.
Yeah.
Don't like them. But the series, I think it was on Now TV or somewhere and I rewatched it recently. It's quite enjoyable to watch again.
It really is, To rewatch it kind of stands the test of time, does it?
Yeah. Much better than And Just Like That, which I thought was brutal.
Oh, yeah, brutal. I still watched it, but
yeah,
brutal.
Same. Yeah. Yeah, so this is a lot better.
It's just pure escapism, those things.
Totally,
you know?
Yeah. If you're in Galway and you're a Sex and the City fan, you'll be interested in this because a Galway pub, we're told, is going pink this summer because the owners have announced plans to show weekly showings of Sex and the City in the pub. In the bar. This is Glynn's Bar in Oranmore and it's launching its watch party Wednesday, starting June 3rd, bringing Sex and the City to its screens, and it's all to raise funds for charity as well. But the owners of the bar, Sean and Anna, initially adopted the idea last year. So what they did last year was they showed The Sopranos at the bar on a Wednesday evening, and sometimes they had 30 or 40 people showing up.
Brilliant.
Where normally on a Wednesday could be quiet enough in a pub, but this is a way of attracting new business during the quieter winter months. They say The Soprano thing went very well, much better than we thought, and it was supposed to be just in September, October and November, but it absolutely flew. So now they say Sex and the City obviously has been on the go a long time, and you'll get people who've never seen it before or people who want to rewatch it.
You're
as
right,
well.
Actually, new generations, yeah. New audiences. Yeah, of course.
Now, I don't like this. So Sean, the owner, said older people who may have watched it back in the day. So he's calling us old because we watched it back in the day.
We'll have to get on to him and make a few Glynn's tweaks.
Bar. Yes.
Tweaks. I like what they're doing, but tweak your press release there.
And also, this is a thing that pubs are going to have to do because Glynn's say people's habits, habits have changed. So margins are less, so you have to adapt. So they're putting on Sex and the City, thinking outside the box.
They are, and actually I see that in the hospitality industry in Dublin even. You know, bars are doing nightclubs that start at 3 o'clock in the day.
I know, yeah.
You know, James Patrice does one of those. It's a great idea. Yeah.
And you're home by 9 or 10, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah it sounds perfect, doesn't it? Home and cleansed by 11,
slice
as my friend says.
Slice of toast in bed by 10 or 11.
Then we'll be finished on something mystical and magical.
Well, we're talking Disney and Cork for our last story. Have you been to Disney?
I haven't been to the States. I've done the Euro Disney.
The Paris one,
yeah. Which I thought was beautiful and really magical.
Yeah, I did that as well. I had two complaints with it. One, there were too many children there. It really annoyed me. Kids everywhere. And this was like,
they were in your way. You swear it was for kids, Shane.
This was midweek. I was like, why are these kids not in school? But anyway, there's too many children in Disneyland to be the first issue.
Brilliant.
Secondly, that song, It's a Small World After All, was just playing absolutely everywhere and it's ingrained in my brain now.
You'll never get it out. No. That earworm happens.
Yeah, because you start off doing It's a Small World ride and it's just constantly playing. But anyway, there's a local aspect to this story today.
Tell us.
Because the Examiner tells us a Cork man has been appointed president of Disneyland Paris. This is Christoph Murphy, who's from Bishopstown in Cork, and he's going to take over as president of Disneyland Paris from the 6th of July. I didn't realise it's Europe's most visited tourist destination.
Incredible.
Yeah, it is hugely successful.
I was blown away by the scale of it. I'm not sure I was prepared for how big it is. You know,
massive.
The hotels on site, off site.
Yeah.
It's just like a mini city, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's a line of about 10 or 12 huge hotels. I stayed in one of them, full of kids as well, unfortunately. But there's children everywhere.
Cheap to have children in the Disney resort chain.
Yeah, you're right. There's so many Disney themed hotels there. And it's so popular with tourists. They say they've had a period of unprecedented growth. Just in case people think Disneyland Paris is kind of bigger in the 90s. It's still absolutely huge now. And they employ 20,000 cast members in Disneyland Paris. And they're now expanding because they're doing a new area inspired by The Lion King. So they've started work on The Lion King at Disneyland Paris. And Christoph, he's loads of experience in this, by the way. He's worked for 35 years at Disney and he has just finished up as Chief Operations at Walt Disney Attractions Japan. Now he's back to Disneyland Paris where he's president of it. So there's a bit of an Irish team now.
Yeah, very best of luck to him as well. There's some fascinating rules and guidelines behind. I'd love to do behind the scenes of a Disney resort. You know, like the characters can never be seen out of character. There's all these really strict guidelines.
I saw something recently as well, because there are adults who love Disney.
Mm.
You can't dress up as a Disney character going to Disneyland because they might confuse you with one of the staff members.
Oh, okay. okay. Yeah. So you can only do little pieces, maybe.
Yes, absolutely.
Nod to it.
But people love to dress
Can't
up as
do full
characters.
Costume.
Yeah. There are a lot of Irish who work there as well, because don't forget they held auditions here in the past couple of years.
For cast
Irish
members.
Irish cast members over. Yes. Yes. So good luck to Christoph. And we'll hear a lot more about Disneyland Paris, I imagine.
We certainly will. Shane Beattie, a great roundup of
Thank
everything
you.
We missed. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. I'm off to a communion tomorrow, so hopefully the weather stays sunny. Have you had a nice sun?
And the sunshine. I just have a relaxed sunny weekend, hopefully.
Nice. Out in your garden. Lovely.
Yeah.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.